Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. Almost everyone with $1 to $30 million does the same thing with it. They hand it to a financial advisor, pay the fee, and slowly draw the account down, hoping the money outlasts them. That's the 99%. The 1% do something completely different. They don't hand their wealth to somebody else in hope. They run it like a business built to outlast them. That single decision to operate your wealth like a business instead of outsourcing it is what changes a family's financial future. Not a better stock pick, not a better advisor, a better structure. The ultra wealthy have used that structure for over a century. And in this video, I will show you how to build a scaled down version for yourself, the micro family office. I'm Christopher Nelson, former tech executive. Now I run my own micro family office. I'm not an advisor. I'm not going to try and manage your money or sell you insurance. As I was transitioning into retirement, I ran into two problems. First, every advisor at the big banks had the same goal: get as much of my money under management as they could so they could collect their fee. They were selling a product, not handing me a strategy. Second, and this was the real one, there was no one to hand me the playbook of how to actually run my wealth the way the ultra wealthy run theirs. That's the financial service desert. And if you're watching this, it's probably where you are too. The way out is to stop outsourcing hope and start running your wealth like a business. Let me break down how a micro family office actually works. Every family office, whether it runs 500 million or your scaled down version, is built in four phases. You architect the strategy, you build the structure, you run it on a quarterly cycle, and you prepare it for succession so it outlasts you. These four phases are powered by seven core components. These are the building blocks you actually put in place, and they're where the real work happens. Let's walk through all seven. Component one is vision. Vision is the component almost everybody skips, and it's exactly why everything else feels disorganized. It answers one question: why does this wealth exist and what is it meant to do? Most people start with, where should I invest? That's like hiring employees before you know what business you're actually building. Vision comes first, always. It has two pieces: your legacy statement, the North Star that defines the purpose of your wealth across generations, and your investment thesis, the filter every opportunity has to pass before it earns a dollar. With vision in place, FOMO and analysis paralysis disappear, because every decision runs through a filter that you already built. Component two is structure. Structure is how your portfolio is actually organized. Most people with 1 to 30 million have a collection of investments, not a portfolio. Brokerage account here, 401k there, maybe a rental property, but no design connecting them. In a family office, every dollar has a job: growth, income, or capital preservation. You set allocation targets, design how the portfolio actually pays you, and write the rules for what you'll invest in, what you won't, and under what conditions. That's the shift from a pile of investments to a portfolio with a purpose and policies that keep you disciplined when emotion tries to take over. Component three, protection. Protection is your legal and tax defense layer, and it's bigger than most people think. They picture insurance and an estate plan. It's part of it. The other side is entity structure and tax optimization. A family office runs what I call the two-company architecture. One entity holds and protects your assets, the vault. The other runs active operations, the engine. That separation is what unlocks asset protection and a whole layer of tax strategy. That layer is the deduction stack, tax plays that compound year over year. With the right structure and the right strategist, the savings are real. I paid my certified tax planner $10,000. They saved me $25,000 in the first year. The goal is a shield around your wealth, built before problems hit, not after. Component four is process. Process is where your microfamily office starts operating like an actual business. Think about a company with no procedures, no financial review, no operating system, no documented way of doing anything. How long does it last? But that's how most people run their wealth: ad hoc and reactive. Process means a bookkeeping rhythm, a tax planning calendar instead of an April scramble, cash management systems and regular investment reviews, everything on a predictable cycle. You can't run a business without operating procedures, and a microfamily office is a wealth business. Component five is data. Straightforward but critical. You can't run a business you can't see. How many accounts do you have right now? What's your real net worth? Not an estimate. What's your after-tax return? Are you on track for your income goals this year? If you can't answer those, you have a data problem. Data means one consolidated view, every account, entity, deadline, and investment in one place, net worth performance, income and expense, tax projections, goal progress. That's your dashboard. Every CEO needs one. Component six is advisory partners. And here's where the model gets interesting. A traditional family office carries full-time staff, a chief investment officer, a chief financial officer, attorneys on retainer. That costs millions. A microfamily office uses fractional experts instead: a certified tax planner, a CPA, a bookkeeper, and an estate attorney. You assemble the right team for your stage, coordinated under your strategy. The difference is who's in charge. In the traditional model, your advisor tells you what to do. You're the client. In a microfamily office, you're the CEO. Your advisors are specialists who execute your strategy. You set the vision, make the calls, they bring the expertise. Component seven, governance, your decision-making framework. Who has authority over what? How do the big financial decisions actually get made? It comes down to three things: decision rights, clear rules for who decides what, a family meeting cadence, yes, regular meetings about your family's wealth and succession, how the microfamily office keeps running when you're no longer here. This is what turns wealth management into a generational business, which is the whole point. So does this actually work? When I built mine, I went from a concentrated portfolio generating almost no income to a diversified engine throwing off over $200,000 a year in cash flow, enough to cover my family's essential expenses. My portfolio grew from $6 million to $8 million along the way. But the real change wasn't the number on the screen. It's that now I spend my time the way I want, with my wife and three sons, instead of trading hours for a paycheck. That's what running your wealth like a business actually buys you. Not just more money, a different life. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. That sounds complex. And to be fair, it did take me several years to put this together, but that's because I didn't have a playbook. I didn't know the seven components, so I had to figure it out as I went. You don't have to. What took me years of trial and error, you can shortcut, because the playbook already exists. That's the whole point. So here's the choice. You can stay in the 99%, hand your wealth to someone else and hope it lasts, or you can join the 1% who run it like a business and actually change your family's financial future. If you want to build this, I would love to have you at our next live workshop. It's a 2-hour deep dive on the architect phase of the microfamily office. You'll walk away with a legacy statement, an investment thesis, and a portfolio structure tailored to your goals. At the time of recording this, we've had over 2,000 people just like you come through this workshop. Head to wealthops.io/go or click the link below this video to register. Our next workshop is likely in just a few days. After you sign up, check out this video on the Evergreen Portfolio Structure. We go deep on it in the workshop. Let's keep building.